This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, local residents share concerns about Delta County's proposed changes to the land use code ahead of the deadline for public comments. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Most of the KVNF listening area is under some level of local fire restrictions, in addition to the statewide ban on open fires currently in place. Delta, Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties have Stage 1 fire restrictions, while Mesa County is under Stage 2 restrictions. A wildfire south of Carbondale appears to be under control. The Red Canyon fire had been threatening homes, but firefighters and air tankers from the nearby Grizzly Creek fire managed to confine the burned area to around 60 acres. And the Mill Creek fire north of Gunnison is still around 5 acres, thanks to smoke jumpers and a helicopter. Water conservation is more crucial than ever, as drought conditions in our region show no sign of easing. The town of Paonia is asking residents to curtail outdoor watering, and Crawford has also asked residents to curb their water use. Restrictions are in place in Hotchkiss, too, which is using an odd, even address system for outdoor watering. In all three towns, residents are requested to conserve water in any way possible. In Delta County, local businessman Jer Lowe has gathered the number of voter signatures needed to appear on the November ballot as an independent candidate for District 3 County Commissioner, the North Fork region. He will face Republican candidate Wendell Kuntz. Several local ballot measures have recently been approved in our area. Come November, Grand Junction residents will consider a so-called debrucing measure that would let the city keep any tax revenue collected that's over the revenue cap imposed under Tabor. In Paonia, voters will consider two ballot questions allowing for the sale of medical and retail marijuana, with the revenue used for streets and infrastructure improvements. The Colorado River Water Conservation District, which includes 15 Western Slope counties, will ask voters to approve a property tax increase to double its budget from about $4 million to $8 million to protect Western Slope water supplies. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Delta County commissioners are updating land use regulations, and Friday, August 21st is the deadline to submit comments on the second draft of their proposal. It's available online at deltacountyplan.com. KVNF spoke to local residents who shared concerns with the county this week. They worry about whether language in the draft plan will protect longtime residents, agricultural producers, and wildlife from the potential impacts of new industrial ag here, like confined agriculture feeding operations known as CAFOs. Locals are also concerned about the speed of the process, the motivations of the county commissioners, and a new interpretation of the State Right to Farm Act. Here are some of their voices.
My name is Danielle Carey. I live on Redlands Mesa, and I've been a resident here for over 30 years. We live on my husband's family farm that has been here since the turn of the century. I've had major concerns with this land use code that's proposed right now, dealing with the intensive agriculture. They have listed mitigation plans, and a lot of the terminology in there have words such as economically reasonable or practicable. I think that is so subjective that really to look at that and think that you're going to be protected from the impacts of intensive ag is an act of faith. You know, dust mitigation, water quality, animal carcasses, manure with associated pathogens, noise, odor, and things like that. I'd also like to talk about the process that the county is putting us through right now. It's a very rushed process. This is a very long, complicated document. To have it put out during the pandemic, where people are very preoccupied with the pandemic, economic issues that we're facing right now, in addition to these fires and extreme air pollution. I know most agricultural producers are at the height of their season right now. I think it's a lot to ask of us to be able to read such a lengthy document and make comments on it in such a short period.
My name is Thomas Markle. I live in Paonia, own a business, and I'm on the zoning board there. And my question is the health of citizens of Delta County worth more than the profits for a few corporations? Basically, the history of CAFOs in the United States shows that they are bad for economies and bad for the health of citizens. So I'm wondering what motivation the county commissioners might have for bringing them in. into our county.
My name is Allison Elliott. I've been living here in Delta County for 20 years now. My concern is that cumulative impacts are not given the importance that I believe that they carry. For me, the whole reason to do land use regulations is to give a great deal of priority to monitoring potential of cumulative impacts. This is our chance to maintain a balance that we think is right and good for Delta County.
And talk about your concern related to wildlife and habitat.
My concern is that over 50% of Delta County is public lands, and we continually talk about how important those public lands are to us and part of our heritage, and wildlife is a big part of that, of course. But in this process, mapping is not existent. It seems to be a very piecemeal process. I had a meeting with the CPW wildlife manager and members of the county, and I discovered that they have not identified the map parcels that would be in areas of wildlife concern. And so I think that is short-sighted, and that would all be done piecemeal, application by application. And this is the moment, I believe, that they should map those areas of wildlife concern so that the property owners know that it's an area of concern and are prepared for that when they put in an application. Everybody would know that.
This is Bob Kalanek. I am the former county engineer for Delta County. I am also a member of the Delta County Citizen Report Group. I live on Sunshine Mesa. We are very exposed to some of the things they're proposing with very little say about it. And they're also talking of expanding the existing state statute on right to farm, which basically deals with encroaching development on existing ag and now expanding it to pretty much turning it on its head by saying that existing operations, businesses, residents will now be exposed to encroaching ag and will not have any recourse to nuisances that are created. They're trying to approach this by saying they've taken a balanced middle-of-the-road approach. That isn't the case. One thing that's very clear is there's nothing in their approach that's scientific. There's nothing in their approach that studied why the setbacks are what they are. They simply are making it convenient for ag operations to do pretty much what they want. It's a free pass.
That was Bob Kalanek, Allison Elliott, Thomas Markle, and Danielle Caray, local residents sharing concerns about proposed changes to Delta County's land use code this week. Formal public comments on the process are due by Friday, August 21st. You can read more at deltacountyplan.com. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.